Is that going to lighten up? I guess it will.
Rudy Gobert returns and all is right in the world for the Utah Jazz. It's not that simple. Lots of guys played great. We'll break it all down. Was this the best win of the year for the Utah Jazz? They blow out the Denver Nuggets, and Ron Boone and I are talking about it next on Postcast. David Locke, along with Ron Boone, as the Utah Jazz had what could be argued as their best win of the season, a blowout of the Denver Nuggets tonight. A final score tonight, 125-102. This game really swung in the fourth quarter, the Jazz outscoring the Nuggets 35-14. And Ron, it really swung at the beginning of the fourth quarter. Jokic out of the game, and the Jazz pound on. The script on how you beat the Nuggets is simple, and that is you try to stay close when Jokic is on the floor because he's that brilliant. And you crush him when Jokic is off the floor, and the Jazz did that tonight.
They really did that. They had a great night of moving the basketball. I thought early in the ball game, the way they were playing in space and the way they were getting the job done, even with Jokic on the floor. But as the game goes on with him off the floor, they just got better and better. But so as great a ball game as Rudy had, as great a ball game as Donovan Mitchell had. I mean, everybody on the team, I think, for the most part, had some moments in the basketball game that, just helped Rudy Gobert elevate his game.
So this was, and Ron is exactly right. We're going to dig into it. Bogey carried the game for a while. Donovan carried the game for a while. Clarkson was super. There was a lot of pieces. This game was fascinating because it was two all-star centers, both at their peak. And when you watched what happened in this game, Nikola Jokic goes 25 points, 15 rebounds, 14 assists, and they outscore the Jazz by 5 points when he's on the floor. And that was actually much more for most of the night until late. But even if you take that, it means that when he was off the floor, in just the 11 minutes that he was off the floor tonight, the Utah Jazz outscored the Nuggets by 28 points. Rudy Gobert goes 7-for-7, has 18 points, 19 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 blocks. In 35 minutes, he's plus 36. So in the 13 minutes he doesn't play, the Jazz are minus 13. If you don't think this was a testament to the incredible value of the two best centers in the Western Conference, Joel Embiid would have an argument, so it's the only reason I characterize that. It really, that was the story of the night, was this incredible brilliance of these two massive big men in a game that's supposedly going away from the center.
And I think the fun part of this, and watching the game and the way it unfolds, the way it starts, the way it ends, and all the ups and downs of the game, is they do it so differently. Rudy's rebounding and defense and blocking shots and the way he sets picks offensively and rolls to the basket. I mean, those type of things. Whereas Jokic has the ball in his hands all the time. He's scoring. And he's assisting. He's still rebounding. But for the most part, the way Rudy helps win the basketball games against his opponents is entirely different than what we see with Jokic.
Okay, there was one play in the second quarter of this game. I think it was second quarter. That was really awesome. Jordan Clark, Jazz ran a double stagger for Donovan Mitchell. He came right to left across the Donovan. He then swung it back to Jordan. Donovan was now being guarded by Jokic. Clarkson had the ball up top. Clarkson points at Donovan and says, bring Jokic to me. Like, come and set a pick for me so I can take Jokic one-on-one. He then immediately realizes kind of what he's done, puts his hand to stop to Donovan, and swings the ball to Donovan. In other words, saying, whoa, wait a sec, actually, you take Jokic. If you want, Donovan backs Jokic up, brings him out, everyone spaces. Rudy Gay slashes the middle. Donovan bounces the pass to Rudy Gay for a little 8-foot jump shot, and it really was like one unselfish act after another unselfish act after he really had watched pretty selfish, horrendous basketball in Detroit and in the backside of the Cleveland game. This was such a contrast. It was really awesome to see.
Great read offense there by Donovan Mitchell. Great read offense there by Gordon Clarkson. In the process of teams and Jazz do it, quite a bit sometime, of searching for that mismatch so they can create the spacing. You can take guys off the dribble. Obviously, Donovan or Jordan Clarkson would have been able to take Jokic off the dribble and make some things happen. But it's the teamwork that you're talking about. It's that recognizing the situation and letting your teammate get the job done.
I thought Donovan was fabulous. Now, we're going to talk a lot about Rudy, and obviously that's the headline. Donovan was really fast. 31, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, I think it was. And he also, Mike Conley was out for a lot of the games, so Donovan ran the point much more tonight. And he also had 4 or 5 really elite-level defensive plays tonight.
Yeah, Donovan, and we would like to see this as well, for him to pick his defense up. I think more importantly for Donovan, just concentrate on staying in front of your man, and the other parts of the defense will help out. But that's what's good to see. And I was glad to see him, you know, just stay focused enough to the point where he's helping the team defensively. And again, like I just didn't mean to repeat myself, but being a solid defensive player, just working your butt off to stay in front and keeping the guys from going that direct line to the basket, you know, that type of thing. I mean, that goes a long ways as far as helping Rudy or whoever else is on the backside of protecting the rim.
Jazz final offensive rating tonight was a 128. They lead the NBA at 118. So 10 points better than that is pretty great, particularly since Denver only allows a 109. Jazz defensive rating tonight was a 104. Since Denver's offense is a 110, that's pretty great, which leads to the question, was that the best performance of the season?
I think I'd have to put it right up there. I'd put it right up there because of the way they were able to get it done, the things that's been happening, the virus and guys not really having your entire team on the floor at the same time, and other guys having to step up. Pascal steps up after not playing a lot for a long time and having some valuable minutes out there on the floor. I'd put it up right up there with some of the other best wins.
The other Bojan Bogdanović carried the offense for a little while there. They went one-on-one. They gave everyone a break. Those minutes are so valuable because it means the other guys get a rest, or you don't. They're carrying. You've got to like link together 48 minutes. Some of it's going to be off defense. Some of it's going to be off brilliant Donovan. Some of it's going to be off JC. Some of it's going to be off Bojan. You've got to link those minutes together.
You got to have a good enough team to do something like that. And you got to have a lot of respect for your teammates. Quinn has to have a lot of respect for players in certain situations out there on the floor. And when you've got Donovan, Clarkson, Bojan, and who else am I missing?
Well, Rudy Gannon, given nine minutes, a bunch of guys can make.
I mean, can actually have those moments out there on the floor. Someone gets in foul trouble, or someone has COVID, you know, something like that. Being able to step up and keep things together.
Eric Pascal played 9 minutes tonight, which is new. The Jazz went to a 10-man rotation. Trent Forrest didn't play much, but he was in the regular rotation, so it was Pascal. Maybe Pascal's minutes during this stretch showed the Jazz something, and he earned himself some minutes back on the floor. They kept Mike Conley down to 23 minutes tonight, which would, I think, increase the chances of him playing tomorrow on a back end of a back-to-back. Quickly, we both watched Lakers-Denver. It was kind of a dream come true for us to have our next two opponents play each other before we had a back-to-back. What do the Jazz do tomorrow to beat the Lakers?
Well, I just think play like they did tonight. And again, spacing is going to be everything with this team, especially if LeBron ends up starting at center, which I don't think they'll do. I think they started LeBron at center against some teams because of the size and
Dwight Howard was so bad, though.
Dwight Howard is bad.
He can't move at all. You can't play Dwight Howard against us.
No.
Well, he can't move.
I don't know how they can play LeBron against us there as well. You know,
because you're just going to switch every pick and roll and make us play that way. Rudy's got to pin some Taylor or Horton Tucker or someone down low.
Well, I just think the Jazz, like they've been able to do, and really compliment them on how they are able, and we saw it a lot tonight, where they would have to pick up Jokic, and then as soon as the ball is, they swing the basketball, then they rotate out of it, and all of a sudden Rudy's back on Jokic, you know, that type of thing. You'll probably see a lot of that with the Lakers if LeBron start at the center position, but it's just I was very not impressed with the way the Lakers played last night.
I'm really curious to watch. The Jazz have become very willing to let Rudy switch, particularly late in the clock, onto ball handlers. How many times is Rudy on LeBron lot tomorrow night?
Probably quite a bit.
Be interesting to watch.
Probably quite a bit.
And can LeBron take him to the rim, or do you turn LeBron just into a jump shooter?
Well, you can turn him into a jump shooter. He can take Rudy if he's 15, 18 feet away from the basket. But if he ends up getting switched anywhere from 15 in to the basket, you know, it won't do any good for him to take Rudy, because Rudy will meet him at the rim.
Big news in the NBA tonight, by the way. Draymond Green is out for at least 2 weeks. His calf injury seems to be tied to a herniated disc issue, and they'll reevaluate it in 2 weeks. That could have massive impact on the landscape of the Western Conference, as well as Defensive Player of the Year award, frankly. Kevin Durant is out for extended time with an MCL sprain. That could have massive impact on the Eastern Conference and the MVP race frankly. Nikola Jokic looked every bit the MVP to me tonight. Jazz win it tonight over the – so did Rudy Gobert, frankly. Yeah, so, Jazz win it over the Nuggets in a blowout fashion and get ready for the Lakers tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in to Postcast. Tune in and join us tomorrow. Have a great one.